Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carby, and I am riding solo tonight. And y'all already know that I am just always super geeked up, super excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends, once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you are needing some, you will always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com and stream live to all of our shows right here at www.eotmradio.com. Also, if you are in the entertainment industry, or if you're a business owner, make sure you check out our public relations blog on Facebook. You can actually type in EOTM, public relations, on the page and share it with your friends. And what I always say around this time, sharing is caring, so share a little. Look in www.eotmmediagroup.com. And tonight, y'all, I'm going to keep the small talk to a minimum. I want to jump right into our segment tonight. Tonight's segment is going to be, it's a little touchy. It's a little touchy, y'all. My alter ego, Carly, the conspiracy theorist, she put this show all together, y'all. Title is The Greatest Global Conspiracies Revealed. If you have any issues, get with Carly, the conspiracy theorist. That's my alter ego. Don't mess with me, Carla B. You know, I had nothing to do with this. But I am delighted to be able to bring this perspective to the EOTM listeners, to EOTM Radio. I must put our disclaimer out there really quickly. The thoughts and beliefs of any EOTM guest or host, for that matter, does not necessarily reflect the thoughts and beliefs of EOTM Media Group, its companies and affiliates. And with that, y'all, at this time I would like to welcome our featured guest, Justin Prim, who calls himself an American patriot. Welcome to EOTM Radio, Justin.
Hi, Carla. Thanks for having me this evening.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for giving us a portion of your Monday evening. We know how precious time is. For the listeners out there, Justin, listeners out there globally that may not be familiar with your stance, please enlighten them.
Yes, thank you. I go by the Facebook name of Eternal Vigilance. I actually have a radio show that I've been doing, working on the website right now. It's not up and running currently, but if you Google my name, Justin Prim or Eternal Vigilance, you can bring up I've got hundreds of shows that have been downloaded on MiniNova and other torrent websites, so you can actually check out some of the work. Also on YouTube, the YouTube channel is Eternal Vigilance. And basically what I started doing about a decade ago, I started doing some research, and I came upon this research by accident. I read Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and it really kind of changed my life. Then I became familiar with William Cooper and his work. And William Cooper is a martyr in what we would refer to as the truth movement. And I guess if you had to put a label on what was going on or what I'm involved in, that would be what it was called, is the truth movement. And it does deal with a lot of global conspiracies. One of them being that 9/11 was in fact an inside job committed by people other than Osama bin Laden. And what we deal with is a global network, a banking cartel that's basically involved in clandestine organizations all around the world, the CIA, the Mossad, MI5, MI6, and other clandestine organizations. These are your people. This is your multinational corporations. This is the Federal Reserve. This is Big Oil. This is Big Pharma. There's really not a hand, there's really not a pot that these people don't have a hand in. And currency is their game, fiat currency, central banking. I think there's only seven nations on the planet that currently do not have a Rothschild-installed central bank. And we deal a lot with the global conspiracies surrounding Zionism, and a lot of the Babylonian mystery religions such as secret societies, of an occult nature. So I basically become a full-time researcher, Carlos. So this is what I've been doing. My goals in this thing is activism. I like to expose some of the things that's of a subversive nature, things that are not accepted to exist in the mainstream media and in mainstream culture. And I really think that we've been propagandized against the word conspiracy. But if you actually look up the definition of conspiracy, it's more than one party conspiring to commit an illegal or criminal act. Also, an alternative definition for that word is corporations conspiring to commit an illegal act. So when you hear the word conspiracies, you automatically kind of, you know, people that aren't aware of what's going on, they kind of roll their eyes and they're very dismissive and they're like, oh, you just hate the government and blah, blah. But you can't be that dismissive unless you really want to educate yourself on the facts, because a lot of the stuff that we deal with is irrefutable. I mean, there's so many things that are out there that people are questioning, and I think the awakening has been quickened from what I can see, Carla, around the world and in this nation. People are starting to ask the hard questions, you know.
Right.
This conspiracy is involved in politics. It's involved in your food. It's involved in your drinking water.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the list goes on and on. So that's basically what I've been doing, Carla, for the last decade.
Okay. All right. And you shared a mouthful there, and it's like I'm sitting here like, okay, which way to go? You know, because there's
well,
so many things.
It's multifaceted. That's the
right.
problem with this. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to be a couple of different parts to this segment. What I want to do right now, we have a couple callers that are calling in. I know one caller in particular. She is part of EOTM Media Group West Coast, and she's a big conspiracy theorist as well. She's like my alter ego. Ramona Mocha D, she's on the line as well. I just wanted to unmute her. I know her time is limited, but definitely wanted to give her a little bit of time to share her take really quick. Are you with me, Mocha?
Mocha is in the house. What's up, Carla B? How you doing, sir?
Great.
Are you
great.
With me?
Yeah. It sounds like you got the top down in your convertible or something, girl, but I hear you good.
Yeah, and I apologize because, like you said, I'm actually on the road. I'm on my way out of the and I apologize.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I'll just take a little bit, a couple minutes. But if you can, like, share as far as your opinions when it comes to maybe a couple of different of these global conspiracies that Justin just spoke about.
You know what? I am excited, sir, to hear you stepping out and doing something that's actually a very brave thing to do, because right now, obviously, they don't consider you as a great threat, because you haven't been shut up yet. You understand what I'm saying? Because
yes, ma'am.
What you're doing right now is a hell of a brave thing to do. I want you to know I can safely say on the down low with what you're doing, because I know how serious it is. And I just want to say thank you for being as bold as you are to come out on EOTM, because right, to come out and speak on this. I want to know, have you also done any studying as far as Bohemian Owl, because there's so many people not aware of the Bohemian Owl. I want to know how far you've went with that.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. That's been part of my research as far as the dollar bill goes. You know, William Cooper did a lot of exposure on that back in the late 90s about all the subversive symbols on our own currency, the all-seeing eye on the pyramid, the Bohemian Owl that's located on there. The occultic nature of the 13 stars, the 13 arrows, the 13 symbols all around the dollars. I mean, these things that can be traced back for not only centuries, but thousands of years, all the way back to other cultures. This is handed down from, you know, the mystery religions. The owl is actually an ancient symbol from Moloch, and it was started with kind of in the Canaanite culture, and then it was handed down through European folklore. And basically, Moloch was like a demigod, like Baal worship and other demigods. And, yeah, I mean, all this stuff is kind of based in loosely in Luciferianism, but when you study the occult, you come across all these symbols. Tex Mars actually did a really, really good book several years back called Codex Magica. And in Codex Magica, he really breaks down about I think it's a couple thousand different occultic symbols, and it gives you the meanings. And if anybody wants a reference point or a really good book to study some of this stuff, I would recommend that. And thank you for your compliment. I'm bold because I have children. I'm bold because I want to expose the evil that's been going on in this world. I see so much willful ignorance in this nation and all across the world of people that just don't, you know, they have this apathy of, oh, you can't change anything. Why even talk about it, Justin? You're just going to put yourself in harm's way, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live in fear. And I'm not going to lick the boots of my oppressor either. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be a free, sovereign human being. And I'm going to say my piece. And as long as I can, I will. And that's what I'm going to do. And I appreciate the compliment.
So let me ask you one more question. Have you been endangered at any point at this time?
Not really. I did a radio show last year, and somebody called in, and it was just some random guy, and he said a couple of things that you might consider threatening, but I don't believe it was anybody, you know, extraordinary. I think it was just some guy that was really, he called me un-American and unpatriotic and told me I ought to be drug out in the street and shot and blah, blah, blah. He just sounded like someone that was just upset. I don't think that he had, you know, any kind of ties to any kind of organization or anything like that. So, no, I've been lucky. I really have, you know. I get called more names than I get threats, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. And I didn't hear, where are you located? It's just the state. I mean, are you in California? I didn't hear that.
No, ma'am. I'm originally from Tennessee, but I've lived in rural western North Carolina for about 23 years now, so that's my home.
Okay, I understand. Now, you were saying that as far as the Bohemian Owl, as far as it being symbols and things like that and directed with the different occults and things, are you aware that they actually hold meetings out in Northern California every year with the elite crowd? It's that they go out there and have different meetings and talk about particularly who's going to be the president and the next thing that's going to happen. So it's a lot of things that's happening there. Are you aware of that?
Yes, ma'am, I am. And it's unfortunate that that takes place out there. But, you know, the leaders of this world have always met in secrecy. They handpick prime ministers, popes, presidents. I mean, there's an elite ruling class that basically handpicks the public faces, the leaderships. These guys are corporate pitchmen, and a lot of this stuff is done in the occultic nature, and a lot of people don't want to hear about this. They don't want to believe that this stuff exists, and it doesn't matter if you and I believe in these demigods. It doesn't matter if you and I believe in this occultic religion. As long as these guys believe in it, then they're giving their energy and they're giving their frequencies to it, so... You know, you create your own universe with your beliefs, and these guys are doing very subversive things, and they're doing it in secret. So, you know, and the owl symbol, the Moloch worship, the Bohemian Grove, that's just one of the things that we know about. There's so much more out there and other meetings that are going on and other different forms of worship that these guys are doing that we don't know about. So, I mean, that's just one aspect of this that has been exposed, but, yes, I am familiar with it. And I'm glad you're aware of it.
And you know what's so amazing is that they allowed us to know that. That's what's the real trick part. You know, the enemy has always laughed at us because they don't believe. They understand that there's power in numbers. And our numbers, our ratio is so small because people don't want to get involved because of the fear. And it's understandable. They pumped up the fear. You know what I mean? So they know that our numbers are so small, but it takes one great man such as yourself, one voice such as yourself, and I pray that you're going to be heard. So many ears, please open up. Like Carla B was saying, she's going to do many segments on this, and I will be an ear, sir. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stay on the line, and I'm going to listen to you. And if it's okay, I may have a question, but I'm going to listen to you because I appreciate and respect your expertise and what you're saying.
No,
Thanks so much,
Mokadi.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for that. I want to, I know you in the, you know, you touched on as far as your experience, and I want to know, I think you said that this happened by chance, so to speak, I guess doing a little bit of research on something else. So if you don't mind, if you can share with us, you know, how you came about, you know, being such an activist when it comes to, you know, sharing these conspiracies with the people.
Well, Carl, I have to admit, I was a complete sheep, and raised in American culture. I, I didn't have much, you know, I didn't have much going on as a younger person. I didn't, you know, I really fell into this backwards. You know, I was one of those guys. I could have cared less. I watched, you know, I watched football. I drank beer. I socialized. I didn't, you know, I was not ever into politics, but I was of a rebellious nature growing up. And after 9/11 happened, I was very gung-ho. I was one of those people that was propagandized into war, and we've got to go get the Muslim terrorists and blah, blah, blah. But by the time 2003 had rolled around, you know, it was very obvious to me that Cheney, Bush, Rice, Rumsfeld, Powell, all these people were lying about the war. They were lying about Saddam Hussein's connection to bin Laden, and it really started sparking my interest because I was a trained sales professional, and I actually ended up training other salespeople. So I was trained to spot ticks in body language. When people lie, you know, they have certain things that they do with their body language, and it just became obvious to me that that this was a lie, that something was going on here, and this was being subversive. So I really started going into research, and then the 9/11 truth movement kind of started picking up a little bit of speed, and then there was documentaries. There was people with websites, there was people with a voice, there was people that were speaking out. William Cooper actually said 3 months before September 11, 2001, that the CIA was planning a false flag terror attack and that they were going to use bin Laden as a scapegoat, and it ended up happening. And then he was murdered November 5th of 2001, and I really honor this man. I study his research, and I study a lot of things that he said. In my opinion, he was a great human being, and he's also a martyr to the cause. So I'm kind of the William Cooper philosophy about a lot of things. And but anyway, yeah, I mean, I got to the point to where I just couldn't take it anymore. I was like, something's not right here. Something's being lied about. And then it's so interesting to me because when you begin this field of research, one thing always leads you into something else because it's so interconnected. These men in this organization, this criminal organization, this cartel mafia, have set themselves up in positions of power in almost every major field of industry all around the world. These are the people who own big oil. These are the people who own the pharmaceutical companies. These are the people who own the banking cartels. These are the people that run Wall Street. These are the people that sponsor political candidates on both sides of the aisle, put them in positions of power, and then basically get the strings of government pulled at their will and at their whim. And you know, it's like I said before, most of all this stuff is, you know, irrefutable facts. You can prove this to people. And then you go out and you want to tell people, look, you know, this is what's going on, and I can show you that there's evidence that this is going on, and people are just so gun-shy, like, oh, my God, you know, I don't want to talk about this. You know, this challenges my belief system. This challenges everything that I've ever been told about my country. You know, how dare you go around and tell people that 9/11 was an inside job? Well, look, there's more proof that this is a lie than there's proof that this was actually what happened, you know? And why
right.
should we not question, you know? Why are we so indoctrinated to just believe everything that we're told, ask no questions, and just have willful
right.
ignorance and blind patriotism? I mean, it
right.
bothers me. So.
Right. You know, and speaking of 9/11, I remember hearing they were talking about the plane, I think, that was going into, I want to say it was D.C. I can't even think of the one of the buildings that it hit, one of the government buildings. I want to say it was in D.C. Which one was
Pentagon.
That? Yeah, the Pentagon. Yeah, and a lot of the people, when I was reading some articles on it, a couple of different individuals were saying that, you know, a plane hit the building, but, you know, some forms of the media, they quickly debunked that, and they were like, no, it wasn't. I mean, what is your opinion on that, and what kind of facts or proof do you have to state that, you know, it was a conspiracy?
Well, there's so much that went on that day. Dick Cheney told NORAD to stand down. We've got a $1 trillion defense system that was enacted that day. Not only was it enacted, the vice president, which was the CEO of Halliburton, one of the largest defense contractors in the world, told our $1 trillion defense system to stand down. Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, was the head of security for the World Trade Center towers. And weeks before that, they had shut down all different parts of the building for emergency repairs. So what were the emergency repairs? You've got hundreds of firemen, hundreds of police officers that have given sworn testimony that they heard bombs that day. There were bombs in the building. If you actually go back and watch footage, you can see demolition squeals coming out of the side of the building. I mean, let's ask ourselves some hard questions here. How do two planes drop three buildings? The two trade centers dropped, and they both dropped within an hour and a half of the attacks. And then 5 o'clock later on that day, it was a little after 5, World Trade Center 7 fell. And it fell because of fire. Now, let's look. Now, you've got architects for 9/11 Truth, hundreds of architects, hundreds of engineers saying that never in the history of the world has a building collapsed at free fall speeds from a fire. Fire damage cannot do that. The Rockefellers built the World Trade Centers back in the 70s, and Port of New Jersey held the lease for these buildings ever since they were built back in the 70s. 6 weeks before the World Trade Center towers come down, Larry Silverstein, a rich Zionist businessman in New York City, bought the lease, bought a multi-billion-dollar lease for these two buildings for a fraction. Of the percent, and he ended up paying a couple million dollars. He insured both buildings for the largest insurance claim ever set in the history of this nation, $200 billion. All right, and he paid $3 million. He paid 1% of his multi-billion-dollar leasing contract, and then the buildings come down. AIG goes bust, and the American people pay for a $200 billion insurance claim. Now, all these things, you know, if you add them up and you start looking, you know, you got to start asking yourself the hard questions. If
right.
there were bombs in the building, like hundreds of people have testified, why
right.
not put that in the 9/11 Commission report? Why not state? And in the 9/11 Commission report, it doesn't even mention the falling of World Trade Center 7. Now, another thing that was going on back then, Carl, you may remember, was the Enron scandal. The Enron scandal was going on. These people that had run Enron had looted hundreds of billions of dollars from the American public. This place was going out of business. It was going bankrupt. There was golden parachutes given out. Well, the Enron documents were in World Trade 7 building. So was the CIA headquarters and Giuliani. Giuliani even said that him and his people were warned to get out of the building in World Trade Center 7 hours before it came down, hours before there was even a fire. Larry Silverstein, the owner of the building, is on record. There's a YouTube clip of him saying, yeah, we decided to pull it. Well, when you use the word pull it, that's a demolition term, as in pulling a building down. So you've got this guy that's basically confessed to it, and then George Bush, the president of the United States at the time, is being notified, sitting in a classroom, that there's an attack, there's a major terrorist attack going on in the world, and he sat there in that class and continued to let this, you know, school teacher read books to the children out loud. So you got a president that's got more ties to big oil industry than any other president in the history of the nation, except for his father, all right? So we go to war. As soon as we declare war, we've got the Patriot Act, which is so unpatriotic, it destroys the Constitution. We've got one defense contract that gets the largest defense contract in the history of the world, one bidder, and it was Halliburton. Now who's got ties to Halliburton? Cheney and Bush. So, you know, this benefited them in so many ways. Now, if you remember back in 2000, Bush basically stole the election through his brother Jeb in Florida. And he got into office. He spent less than 2 months of his first 7 months in office in D.C. He hung out in his ranch in Texas, and the country hated him. There was so much turmoil, but they needed this one thing to solidify him as president. And I was working retail at the time, and within a couple of weeks of 9/11, we were selling T-shirts, we were selling hats, we were selling God Bless America pins. This nation was going to war. It was a call for war. People were joining the army in droves. Our country's been attacked. We're going to go get these big, bad Islamic terrorists. But if you do any kind of light research, really, really light research, there's more ties that the people within our own government had more to do with this than any Islamic terrorist group anywhere in the world. I mean,
wow.
Are we really expected to believe that 19 CIA-trained Muslim terrorists, you know, took over planes with
right.
bombs, and these guys
were trained.
Most people
did. Yeah, most people in the United States did believe that. Hold tight. I want to go ahead and open it up. We got a couple of different callers that are calling in, so I want to be able to get people to voice their opinions on the topic today. I want to go ahead and unmute a caller that's calling from area code 707. Prefix is 774. You are live on EOTM Radio. Don't know if you have a comment or you just listening in. You're live.
Yeah, I do. They're about. Have you ever heard of Building What? Building What? It's a commercial that's going to air in New York City, and it's going to show Building 7 falling. And the architects and engineers for 9/11 are doing this because most people don't know about Building 7. They have no idea that that plane wasn't, or that building wasn't hit by a plane, and it fell to its footprint at free fall speed. And NIST would not admit it. They just recently admitted it. But you have to also look at the nanothermite that was found in the dust samples collected from the ground
zero site. I have no idea what
that
means. What is that?
Nanothermite is a really highly, highly complicated military explosive that was used and was found. And you can't make that in a cave. You can't. You need a laboratory, and you need to know what you're doing. It's a really highly complicated explosive.
And there's only a few governments around the world that even make it. And your caller's got a great point, by the way, Carla.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you have that with the molten metal that was burning for 6 months after that, because that's what nanothermite does. It gets steel up to a melting point, and it doesn't go out. It causes molten metal. And you have the fact that if they find the passports of the hijackers in the rubble, like, that could go through a fireball and survive that explosion and be found. So much stuff was planted. So much stuff was
wow.
Where's all the video evidence of the Pentagon? There's none. There was an 8 in Shanksville, where Flight 93 went down in Shanksville. There was more plane debris found 8 miles from there because it was blown out of the air. It did not crash. Cell phones did not work at 25,000 feet in 2001. I'm sorry. All the cell phone calls were fabricated. You have... Oh, God, I could go on.
Question. So you're saying, you know, when they did the remake of some of the plane crashes, when you know, there was the plane when all them people like took over and tried to retake over the plane from the terrorists, and they were calling their families. So that wasn't true.
No, that's
impossible.
Yep. You could not make a cell phone call from that altitude in 2001, and it's proven. People tried it. They went up in the air to that altitude, you know. In 2002, when it was still not, you still couldn't do that, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it over the same areas that where, you know, the flights were. And
wow.
So, you can go down the rabbit hole, but you know what I find is interesting? You know the Vatican, London, and Washington, D.C. are all separate from the country. They're all their own state. They have their own law, their own government, their own banking system, and they are separate from that central government. And each of those places has an obelisk, which is an Egyptian. It's the Egyptian tower. It's the Washington Monument. They all have that. And if you look at the human body, if you look at the brain, if you know, Debbie, you know what the pineal gland is? Have you ever heard of the pineal gland?
Right.
Okay, well, the pineal gland is in the center of your brain, and it actually creates DMT, which is a drug, and that's what helps you sleep. It also helps, it's activated right before a dream state. And the word pineal is Latin for pine cone. And if you go to the Vatican, there's tons of statues and monuments of pine cones. Like, they have to know something, because the fluoride they're putting in the water is building up in our pineal glands, and that's what dumbs us down. It actually
That's also what the mercury in the vaccinations they give you at birth does, too. It blocks a lot of functioning of the pineal gland.
Wow.
Right, yeah. If you look into that, and the pineal gland actually has a retina and a lens. It has an eye. It's an eye. So there's some spiritual paranormal stuff going on behind the scenes. And I live up here in Northern California. I live right like about 30 minutes from the Bohemian Grove. And I can tell you, it's under lock and key. There's nobody gets in there. All the Bilderbergers go there. All the, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, everybody that controls what's going to happen, what's going to go on. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Webbot. Have you ever heard of Webbot?
No, but I'm still on the pine cone thing. I'm just still there.
Yeah, okay.
So
you got to research this.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead. I know that you said it already, but and I'm getting different instant messages from people who wanted you to, you know, say it again as far as the Vatican and why they have so much pine cone. Can you go ahead and repeat that?
Okay. Well, the pineal is Latin for pine cone, and that's they named the pineal gland after a pine cone. They named it for some reason, some spiritual reason. And for reason...
The pineal gland is actually shaped in the shape of a pine cone inside your brain. So that gland is actually shaped like a pine cone as well.
Right, right.
Okay.
And it creates DMT. It's a drug. You can get it in a synthetic form, and it makes you trip out. It's like acid. But your body naturally produces it. And the pineal gland... also was once an eye. It has a retina and it has a lens in it, like a normal human eye.
It's what they refer to as your third eye. When you talk
okay.
about the third eye chakra, that it's your imagination is basically what it's a metaphor for.
Okay.
Right. And for some reason, there's three places on this earth that are completely separate from the country or state that they're in, that have their own government, their own banking system, their own everything, police, you name it, anything that has to do with a country,
Carla,
is separate.
I'd like to touch on that ovulus again, too. Now, that's an ancient fertility symbol that was used in the occult, and it dates all the way back to the Babylonian Empire and the Egyptian Empire. The Egyptians had ovulus everywhere. So it's actually a fertility symbol that was used in occultic rituals. And the ovulus in Washington, D.C. is 555 feet above ground and 111 feet below ground. So it's 666 feet tall, 666.
Yep.
Wow.
And the one in the Vatican was stolen. They actually stole it. And they're phallic symbols, actually. They're phallic. They represent the penis, to put it.
That goes into the fertility cult part of it, yep.
Right.
Wow.
Even though we're more feminine, we're supposed to be more feminine than masculine, but for some reason three of these places exist on the earth. Why? And then the Vatican has pine cones everywhere when the pineal gland is named after a pine cone, and it's obviously referring to that. So,
okay, and so why do you think that? So what's the meaning behind the Vatican having so many pines around it?
Because they know it's a spiritual thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they're aware of the pineal gland and actually the spiritual nature of it and what it means to the human body. That's why there's so many chemicals that have been introduced into our system all around the world to keep you from accessing basically your third eye chakra, your third eye, your imagination, because this puts you in touch with the soulless realm of existence. This, you know, even Einstein, Nikola Tesla, they talked about all the different dimensions of reality. They talk about it in the Quran. They talk about it in the Bible. They talk about it in the Torah. They talk about it in all different religions all around the world, the power of the mind, the power of the human brain, because you literally create your own universe by your perceptions of reality. And to answer your question about why, about the third different city-states, this is why, because the city of London is the financial center of the world. The city of the Vatican City is the religious, spiritual capital of the world, and is supposed to be, but it's not. And the District of Columbia is the military the military entity of the New World Order. So if you look at the systems of control, they've got you by the money, they've got you by the military enforcement, and they've got you by religious content. So all three of these facets are playing their part in the role in the global domination of the New World Order. They've got you by religion, they've got you by money, and they've got you by the military force. That's why out of 190 nations on planet Earth, there's 190-something nations on the planet Earth, and the U.S. military has military installations in over 130 of those countries. That's an empire. That's what the Romans did. That's what the British Empire did. That's what the Sumerians did. That's what the Babylonians did. That's what the Roman Empire did. They spread. That's how you spread the empire of tyranny. You set up military installations all around the world.
Wow.
Right. And if you look at the elections coming up right now, Barack Obama is going to be out. He's going to be in India right after the elections. Bernanke is going to be gone. Timothy Geithner is going to be gone. Something is going to happen after these elections. I don't vote because I know it's all fixed, and I know no matter what, they're going to do what they want. I mean, we know that from Bush and winning Ohio. It was totally rigged. And
that's what I
want
to talk about. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about really quickly, and then you can come back and share your point because our time is dwindling. We got about 18 minutes. But considering we do have an election coming up in a couple of days, I know that I've seen, I think first off when I seen Justin online on Facebook, he was talking, I think, about voting and how he doesn't vote. And, me being, this African-American woman that, believes in her right to vote and my vote counts and I was what changed and all that stuff. And then I'm looking at all this stuff that, these different research papers I'm reading on what he spoke about on Facebook. And I'm like, okay, wow, this is just crazy. Not saying that I necessarily believe it, but, when you see some stuff in black and white, you really can't refute it. So if you can share with us, our listeners, Justin, as far as what you were sharing on Facebook about why you don't vote, and then we could definitely bring it to our guest caller to share what he was just saying. But I definitely want to touch on that before our time dwindles.
Well, to touch on a couple of really quick points, Carla, the Electoral College is one reason that proves to me that the voting system is fraudulent because it takes the power away from the people. If you're going to give people an individual vote, then why do we need an electoral college? I mean, it basically serves a tyrannical purpose. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, one of the points that I was making was, let's take the bailout for instance. 95% of polled voters called their representatives and their senators and their congressmen and said, "Do not vote for this bailout. We do not want to give these rich trust fund Wall Street babies, the golden parachute guys, trillions of our hard-earned American dollars, because this is a debt that's going to take more than 10 generations to pay off, and we're giving it to people that committed crimes, they committed bank fraud, they committed loan fraud, they committed all these secondary lending practices to the banking cartels, and they basically got so corrupt and so insolvent that the American government had to bail them out. Now, when 95% of poll voters said, we do not want this, and they did it anyway, they proved to us that this is a fraudulent system. The money cartels run both sides of the aisle. There's no difference between the Democrats and Republicans. Everything on the mainstream media is a dog and pony show. They want to keep us divided. They keep us divided by class. They keep us divided by race. They keep us divided by, I'm a Cowboys fan, you're a Redskins fan. They want us to fight. They love all the infighting because that's why you've got big, huge political mouthpieces all over TV. They want you to consider yourself liberal. They want to consider yourself conservative, and they keep us in these little boxes, and they have us label ourselves. The voting system in this country is always been rigged. And you were talking about how you feel as a black woman and your right to vote and everything. Now think about the Constitution. We the people of the United States, blah blah blah, and all people are created equal. But that's not true. It's never been true in this country. It's a subversive thing all the way from the foundation up until then. Look at women. They didn't have the right to vote till the last century. Minorities, people of color, they didn't have the right to vote till the last century. In this country is almost hundreds of years old. So don't tell me that this is the land of the free and the home of the brave and this is the greatest country on earth, blah, blah, blah. We've got a very dark history in the foundations of our country, and the voting thing is just part of it. I mean, it's a scam from top to bottom, because you're trained to believe that you're not a good American if you don't vote. And you're also trained to believe that if you don't vote, then you shouldn't have a say. But that doesn't make any sense, because the people that are voting are putting these corrupt political leaders in power, and then these guys go out here and they commit all this fraud and they break all these laws, and then they're like, well, if you don't vote, you shouldn't say anything. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because you voted. You voted and you put these people in power. Actually, you're responsible for them. You're responsible for their crimes. You're responsible for their illegal wars and their tyranny and all these unconstitutional bills that they passed, because you're operating in this fraudulent voting system, and you are indoctrinated to believe that you're doing the right thing. But what have you done? You've put more, and it's an aristocracy. Nobody is running for high political office that is poor. The poor and the middle class of this country are voting these rich, wealthy people who don't give a crap about us. They're getting into power, and these are CEOs. These are guys that are committing fraud, and then they turn around and run for office, and they've got the masses going, yeah, I vote for a Democrat, yeah, I vote for a Republican. And there's no third-party system in this country, so there's no option for us to go another way, because there's 37 states that have it illegal to run a third-party candidate for a federal political office. So they've got the system rigged to keep you in a two-party dictatorship. George Carlin said, you have the illusion of choice. Mm. That's what the American system is. They've given you the illusion of choice. They want you to go red, or they want you to go blue. But if you look, you can't slide a piece of paper between their policies. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's complete corruption from top to bottom. And when you tell people about this, they're like, I can't believe you don't vote. It's like, did you not hear anything I just said? When did your vote ever count? The CEO that created electronic ballot machines testified in Florida in 2005, testified. This is on record that these machines were not only corrupt, there was a program and codes sold to the people who bought them to corrupt the machines. Look at Acorn in 2008, voter fraud. Look at the Bush elections in 2000. The popular vote said Gore won. The Electoral College put Bush in office. Look at the vote in 2004. I mean, the proof is irrefutable. And then if the mainstream media gets behind a certain candidate, then, you know, this other guy doesn't stand a chance. I mean, McCain was a ringer. He ran the worst campaign in the history of this country,
Justin,
because he was never supposed to win.
Hold tight, Justin. We need to pay some bills before our show gets shut down. We won't have a show tomorrow. So let's take a quick commercial break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
All right. Hey, I need to know about some PR at work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me something about it, Sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, Sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selective and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our LA office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We also have an office in D.C., which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, dear baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
Calling to the nation, calling to the nations. Pope Gospel Radio plays the best in music. With Kurt Carr, we lift our hands. Mary, Mary. Marvin Sapp. The new single with Ron Anthony. Vicky whining, How I Got Over.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sang songs like this. She said, How I Got Over, How I Got Over, my son.
right, y'all. Tune in to Pope Gospel Radio, calling to the nation. Winning souls into the kingdom of God. Giving to the less fortunate. Teaching the gospel to the nation. Providing places of entertainment for Christians to enjoy. Tune in to Pope Gospel Radio 24/7.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Carla B., and I'm talking to our featured guest, Justin Pram, about the some global conspiracies, and he's definitely shedding light on a lot of stuff for me and our listeners. We got about 10 minutes, so I definitely want to give it to you, Justin. But before I do, I'm going to turn it to the one of the callers that are calling in, 707-774, and allow you to, share some last words.
Yeah, thanks. I agree completely with Justin. He couldn't have said it better. But why would we have an electoral college? You know, it's basically run by corporations and offshore banks. They want a one-world government. Look at the North American Union. They want the Amero. They want to connect Mexico, South America, Canada, and North America as one, and they're going to do that. They're going to do that. They have austerity happening in Greece. They want austerity. There's going to be some things that are going to go down after these elections. You watch. Between the 8th and the 11th, that's what I predict. Between the 8th and the 11th, you're going to see our dollar collapse. Because of these elections, and they're going to start pushing. It takes time. They do it over a period of time that's like years, so we don't notice. But it's coming. It's like right here, right now.
What, one world currency you're referring to?
Yeah, they want a one world currency. They want they want to get rid of the paper. Right now, the Fed, which is a privately owned banking system, it has nothing to do with the government. It's totally private, and they're just printing money out of thin air, and they're about to announce another quantitative easing where they print more money and they lend it on interest to other countries, and then they put the debt back on us so that our generations have to pay it back, and that's going to destroy the dollar. That's going to destroy sovereignty. They don't want us to be free. They want to totally control us. That we already have a police state. We already have body scanners in airports. We already have, I don't know. Justin, can you elaborate?
What's being set up is a worldwide global enforcement system. That's what they're going to do. It's like when you play chess, or if you've ever read The Art of War. These people are strategically setting themselves up to when it's time for them to go public, and I believe that they've gone public. I just think that the public missed it. I mean, you got Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England, calling for a new world order. Bill Clinton called for a new world order. September 11th, 1991.
I'm back. I think I was disconnected, you guys. That was a really crazy thing that just happened, but I am back. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bush called for a new world order. His son said something about a new world order. I mean, if you want to watch reality TV, go to YouTube and watch John Pope Paul II call for a new world order. See Cardinal Ratzinger, a.k.a. Pope Benedict, calling for a new world order. The Prime Minister of Italy. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You know, people want to act like this isn't real, but you have to understand this isn't a new concept. This is very old. Hitler wrote a book called The New World Order. George Orwell wrote a book called The New World Order. These were books that came out over a half a century ago, and they're written by fascists. You know, these people are setting up a global. Well, the banking cartel is already here, but now they're setting up a worldwide, police force, the United Nations. That's nothing but a globalist organization from front to back, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. That's a global banking cartel set up to bring in a one-world currency. I mean, these people are maniacal, and it's like your caller said, they've taken generations to do what they've done. They're in no hurry. These people pass on generational wealth. I mean, it's a provable fact that almost 80% of the world's wealth is controlled by less than 300 people. Less than 300
right,
people,
exactly.
80% of the world's wealth. So don't tell me that there's not an aristocracy. There is
right.
a conspiracy, whether people want to accept this as truth or not.
My
advice to everybody was put down your willful ignorance and pick up a book. Turn your TV off. Start learning. Educate yourself. Be active. Be active
right.
or abdicate. The future is in your hands. You have to.
Right.
Don't operate in fear. That's what these people count on. They want us to keep. They want to keep us divided by race. They want the slaves fighting over the scraps off their table. They want us fighting over, you know, poverty, the class system. They want us fighting over every little thing they can, because as long as we fight each other, we never recognize them as oppressors. We never recognize the control that they have over our food, that they have over our water, that they have over our currency, that they have over our government, that they have over our military,
right.
that they have over the political systems. I mean, this is a very intricate thing, and it takes a long time to fully wrap your mind around what's going on. But please, 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 if you hear my voice, you have to do something. You have to become active. You can't operate in fear. You can't say, well, it's too complicated. I don't want to know about it. Or if I know about this, Justin, it's going to change the way I look at the world. It's supposed to change the way you
right.
look at the world.
Right,
You're
right,
supposed
exactly.
to operate with empathy. If you don't care about your other human beings, you know, you said something earlier about being an American patriot. I want to be a worldwide patriot. I want to have love for humanity. There's things going on all around the world. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are dying every week from poverty, from starvation. And we live in the wealthiest, richest, most fattest, overweight country in the world. The food that we throw off our tables, people are dying, you know, from basic malnutrition, things that medicines that we discard that we could be helping other nations around the
yeah.
world. And people think, well, that's off the topic, Justin. No, it's not, because if we don't care about them, then we don't care about ourselves. The way that you treat your children is the way you should treat your neighbors, the way you treat strangers. If you don't operate in love and if you don't have this kind of empathy to care about what's going on in the world, then you won't care. You
right.
won't. You won't put
question.
Down the yes.
question for you, Justin. We got about 3 minutes, but I definitely want to get your opinion on. We've done a couple of shows on symbology and the Illuminati and the hip hop industry and the different symbolisms that is in, like, Jay-Z videos, Beyonce videos, Rihanna. So I don't know if you're if you follow that sort of conspiracy, but within the
yes.
hip-hop industry, a lot of people are feeling that Jay-Z and Kanye and all of them are in some kind of cult because of the different symbology in their videos. You have any comment on that?
Yes.
It's also in Hollywood.
Yeah,
right, yeah, I know that.
The Rockefeller symbol, the diamond that Jay-Z throws up, is actually a Masonic hand signal. It's for him to communicate with other Masons all around, all other Freemasons that he is part of that gang. There's the album cover where he's got the symbol up and he's got it over, he's got his head turned and it's covering his left eye. If you go throughout, you can find pictures of Lil Wayne, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga holding up the OK
symbol,
and they're holding it up over their left eye. The left eye is the symbol of the all-seeing eye. This is a Luciferian symbol that dates back all the way into the Babylonian Empire. It's part of the mystery religion. Your entertainment business is saturated in this thing because of harmonic vibrations, frequencies, and energy. When you listen to music and it makes you sad or it makes you happy or it makes you angry, that's an energy that's being transversed. Even Kanye West named an album 808s and Heartbreaks. 808 is the frequency that he recorded those songs to. You study Nikola Tesla, you study Albert Einstein, all these greats, they talk. Nikola Tesla was quoted, if you want to understand the universe, you have to understand frequencies, energies, and vibrations. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's kind of hippie stuff, Justin, but it's not. Carla's broadcasting her show on an internet frequency. I'm on my cell phone calling in and speaking to you on a frequency. These frequencies exist. These energies exist. These vibrations exist. And this is all esoteric knowledge, because these people and these mystery religions know this, and they've operated with symbols. Symbols and colors give off vibrations. They give off frequency. That's why when you see someone wearing all black, you get a different vibe off them than someone that's wearing all pink. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the color gives your brain, the frontal lobe of your cortex, it gives your brain a different vibration. It gives your brain a different frequency. That's all music is. That's what the TV does. The CIA's known this ever since the invention of the TV, because when you watch TV, it gives off a trance-like state. Have you ever seen a child sitting in front of a TV staring at it like they're in a trance? They are in a trance, because that TV gives off a certain vibration that interacts the frontal lobe of the brain, and it puts you in a trance-like state, because that's why people can watch TV for hours and hours and hours, because they're literally being hypnotized by this propaganda
right.
machine. This,
Justin,
this, this, you
know, you got
yeah.
10 seconds, so go ahead and wrap it up.
Carla, thanks for having me on. I'm honored to be on your show, and I'm a fan from here on out, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. People out there, just be active. Be active or abdicate. It's your personal power. Take it back, please. The future is in your hands.
Well said. Well
watch
said.
Out.
Thanks so much. Go ahead.
Watch out for November 8th through the 11th next week. Seriously, watch
Thank
what
you.
Happens.
Thank you guys so much. We'll definitely get with you, Justin, see if you can be willing to come back and do another part two to this. People, I'm going to end our show with a quote from John Buckham, and it goes a little bit like this. Civilization is a conspiracy. Modern life is the silent compact of comfortable folk to keep up pretenses. Marinate on that, and we will hear you next time. Peace and blessings. Thank you, guests.
Thanks,
thank you.